What's happening, you sexy son of a bitches? Welcome to Trust Me, I Have a Beard, episode 11. Thanks for tuning in, sexafiends. This topic that we're going to go over today is titled I See You and You See Me. Basically about the gender problems in America and the preconceived notions about the opposite sex. Thank you again for tuning in and checking us out. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/ETAcast, to get all of our content, including our Did You Beat It podcast, Techotastic, the original ETAcast, all on there aggregated. We're also getting everything on YouTube. You go to YouTube and type in ETAcast, you'll find us on there. Please hit that subscribe button. Helps us out a ton. I want to thank Troy Turriette again for pumping out some new tracks, some fresh new content for your ears. Check him out on SoundCloud. That's Troy Turriette. You spell his last name T-U-R-R-I-A-T-E. Love his style of music. It's very cyberpunk, 80s, almost game music-esque. I love it. I really do. Great stuff. And I feel like it adds that extra depth to the show. I want to talk a little bit about my new podcast that I'm pushing, Did You Beat It? That's the podcast in which I play games from start to finish, all right, on the hardest difficulty, record everything with the audio overlaid, so it's sort of like commentary. It's a lot of fun, and it's episodic. This is the way I'm presenting it. You can check out the 4 episodes on there right now on YouTube. Right now I'm playing Two Worlds 2, which is an open world RPG, third person. It's huge, absolutely massive, and it's pretty difficult, actually. A lot of fun I'm having with that. Please check us out and subscribe to that YouTube channel. So let's jump into our articles of the show. The first one really isn't an article, it's just relevant material, especially for Americans, because the Broncos are going to the Super Bowl. Broncos country. The Broncos, yeah, defeated the Patriots. Crazy game. Insane game. Really, really close, especially defensive-wise. Both teams had a really balanced defense. Oh, man, it was insane. Especially in the beginning of the game, the Patriots had scored a touchdown, went for the 1 point, fucking missed the 1 point. Oh, man. And they were playing at mile high. It was incredible to watch. The kicker kicked it, goes, starts veering off, and you see everyone in the background fucking going ape shit, just cheering their asses off because the Patriots missed the 1 point. And that really fucked them over as far as what they needed to do to catch up. And at the end, they had scored a touchdown, needed to go for a 2-pointer to make it overtime, and missed the 2-point conversion. Broncos won. Broncos going to the Super Bowl for the 8th time, tying it up between, I believe, the Patriots, the Steelers, and I think the Panthers, actually. Those teams have been to the Super Bowl 8 times. Whoever goes to the Super Bowl next season, if one of these teams goes, will be the leader record holder of how many times the team has gone to the Super Bowl. Broncos going to face off against the Panthers February 7th in California. That's going to be a good game. Really, really good game. And I was really surprised, actually, that the Broncos pulled that win out from the Patriots. You know, Peyton Manning was thrown real well. He had rushed it for a first down at one point. Fucking awesome. Incredible. So I hope he gets that ring come the 7th. All right, next article involves a robot solving a Rubik's Cube in 1 second. Yeah, that's right. This is happening, everyone. They're already taking over our record. I mean, fucking who knows? Maybe in 9 years from now, 10 years from now, they're going to be Super Bowl champs. Robots, man. Fucking taking our records. This robot smashed the previous record, solving a Rubik's Cube in 1.03 seconds, something like that. Fucking, you know, just boom, solved. Gotta stop this. No, really though, I do think this is interesting. This is very cool to read about because it just shows that robots are getting faster and faster, and in this case, faster than a human being. So, and in that aspect, robots are becoming faster than human. I mean, if the dexterity of a robot can solve a Rubik's Cube in a second, that's fucking fast and precise, real precise. Very cool, interesting, kind of scary. Kind of reminds me of Terminator. Hopefully we start writing that that robot code, commandments, start programming into their ones and zeros. Our next article is very interesting in the sense of history and the way people act way back then. Some of this goes back to 600 years. This is different slang terms for sex. So this is different terminologies that people used back in the day, hundreds of years ago, in reference to sex. There's 31 of them. I'm not gonna go over every single one of them, but I'm gonna go over the ones that made me laugh out loud. I'll post up this list on the ETA Cast Facebook. So different sex slang terms dating back from 600 years ago. First one, play nog-a-nog. This comes from 1505. Play nog-a-nog. I like that one. 1578. Ride below the crupper. Ride below the crupper. Kind of interesting one. 1521. Play a couch corral. Play a couch corral. 1621. Night psychic. That sounds hot, you know? It sounds very retro. Yo, you a night psychic? Oh yeah. No, I am a night psychic, girl. I will fucking rock your world. She's like, come on, man. We're using slang terms here. 1616. Put the devil into hell. Putting that devil right into hell. Ugh. 1611. Fadoodling. That does sound erotic. Fadoodling. You kids fadoodling in there? No, mom, no. We're just playing tic-tac-toe. 1910. Pretty relevant. Get one's ashes hauled. Wow, that sounds fucking dirty. Get one's ashes hauled. I'm gonna haul the shit out of your ashes. 1800. This is very distasteful nowadays. Have one's corn ground. Oh god, that sounds gross. 1785. Make feet for children's stockings. Oh, that's brilliant. 1698. My favorite one. Ride a dragon upon St. George. Fuck yeah, it is epic. That had to have been used in just like an orgy context. Let's go ride a dragon upon St. George. Let's go, guys. And girls. 1863, horizontal refreshment. I like that one. I think that one can definitely come back. Hashtag horizontal refreshment. Yeah, so there's 31 of those slang terms that they used back in the day in reference to sex. I'll post that once again on the ETA Cast Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETA Cast. Funny shit though. And you gotta realize they had to probably be real creative, obviously, with creating these things, these slang terms. I mean, back in the day, in different intervals in these periods, you know, Christianity was on a rise and it was super looked down upon if you weren't married and you had sex, these different things. And so people had to hide it, fucking saying things like in 1664, Dance Barnaby. Let's go do a Dance Barnaby, baby. Very interesting and funny. Like I said, though, I think that horizontal refreshment, that is coming back. I'm going to say that next time I'm trying to pick up a girl. Hey, so what do you say, you know? Ditch this place, take you out for a nice horizontal refreshment. Straight to it. Loaded gun. Let's move into our topic of the show. Trust me, I have a beard. My beard's getting pretty thick here. Nice and thick. I need to trim it up a little bit, especially my sideburns. I get the curl effect big time on my sideburns. So in episode 11, I wanted to talk about the gender problems and the social warriors out there that are taking things to the extreme. And really, the preconceived notions that a gender has on the opposite sex. All these preconditions from past experiences bring up a judgment, a prejudgment. You don't even have to judge the book by its cover. Well, really, you just look at their chest, and if they got tits or if it's flat, then you start judging them instantly based on that. And that's what I want to talk about. It's a big problem I feel in America, and it's one of those things that I also feel that is so common sense. And I do think that this generation rising that is growing up, that's hitting 18 right now, 2016, is starting to really realize this is very much so as the race aspect of it. But however, it is a condition that humans really have. I mean, throughout our history, we've always judged a person based on their gender, really. Only until now, where there's kind of been an even playing field. I mean, look at the United States. We broke down barriers when Barack Obama got elected, and then we finally scratched our heads and was like, well, how come a female can't run? Now look at Hillary Clinton. So that's where I'm coming from, is there's always been in some sort of realm a possibility of bias towards another gender. I do understand that. I do not think, though, that we should be talking about it anymore, and we should just be moving past it, rectifying it in that way, but not even realizing it that it is an issue. Because when you bring it up to people, I feel, especially in America, people start getting real angry about this. Especially when a guy starts talking about a girl and vice versa. They get so upset and they let their experiences influence them to start judging you based on what you're saying, which in turn ignites this vicious circle of the gender issue. I feel a lot of these preconceived judgments come from past experiences that people have had. In particular, relationship experiences. If a guy was with a girl for years and then that girl cheated on him, and he took it in a way that just crushed him, and he took it in a way that he viewed all girls as being cheaters, as being liars. Every single girl was like that based on his experience. And I even felt this way at one point, this exact scenario actually. And it took me almost a year and a half to finally reconcile, to understand that when I'm talking to a female, it's a different person. It's not that person that fucked me over. There's 7.3 billion people on this world. You're gonna interact with so many facets of people. It's up to you whether or not if you want to interact with them and hear them out. And what I'm driving at in this whole topic is, we're all human beings when it comes down to it. All of us with a healthy brain has the same capacity as Albert Einstein, has the same capacity as Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I think if you ask these people, they would very much agree with me that it's a neutral, stupid, passive issue that shouldn't be relevant at this time of age. We're all human beings. We all have the same brain. It's unfortunate that some others get born with different defects. But for the most part, when you get born in a first world country, you live a nice, healthy life, and you have the same opportunities as everyone else growing up that you read about in a textbook. Him or her. And it's funny to me that we as humans don't come to that realizations anyways, because when we read about these awesome people, it could be a guy, it could be a girl. There's been years and years of history written down, guys and girls doing awesome things for the human race. And yet we read that, and then we have an experience like a relationship falling apart, and then we get so jaded over that. And we let that emotion, that condition, influence us way past than what we know as far as being fact and history and knowing in our heart of hearts that we're all human beings. It's very interesting to me. I had to look past this in an immense way because I was dating girls in the sense of, hey, I'll sleep with them and not talk to them. And I missed a lot of opportunities on some girls that liked me a lot. But because of my past experiences, I let it influence me to the aspect of I didn't even want to hear what they had to say. I wanted to hear them moan, and that was it, you know? But then I realized that not everyone's fucking evil, man. Now, yes, you have to be cautious, but you have to just have common sense about it. You can't be overly cautious. Hear someone out. Listen to their story. We all have one. We all have something to say. All these experiences, it's better for us to actually talk about them rather than let us affect us in a way to where we morph into our own opinion about the idea of what happened and let that influence us rather than talking to a friend and hearing their opinion about it, their neutral side and their level-headedness with no emotion involved. Identifying your flaws to correct your character in this way of realizing that everyone's a human being, it's a powerful feeling. And incredibly refreshing when you get over it too. When you finally move past it and you go, this person is awesome because they have this talent or they do this hobby. You know, it takes that extra element out of your brain of even analyzing that they're a female or a male and ranting and raving in your head about it. Thankfully, when I was a lead artist, I had a lot of power because I was given the privilege of running the night shift of Captain America to ensure the film got done. So we were essentially running the studio 24/7, and I had to hire everyone. Now, everyone I hired, yeah, there was more males than females, but every single female that I interviewed got hired because of their resume, demo reel, the way I felt that they would improve the team. Bam, I looked past their titty balls and wanted their talent, wanted their artistic abilities. That's what it's about, giving everyone that chance. And then eventually it will correct itself. But we all have to look inside of ourselves and understand that our past experiences have conditioned our mind into giving ourselves a bias against everything we do, really. But it's very harmful when you apply that to your fellow human being. You don't give them the chance. You can overcome these things in various different ways. You can meditate on them, reflect, dig up your past experiences and critique yourself. Talk to someone about it. The reason why I wanted to talk about this topic on this episode is simply because I have a lot of friends, female, male, that talk to me and they'll go, you know, Chris, fuck girls. They're all the fucking same, you know, blah, 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 blah. And without lecturing them, I try to let them know, you know, hey, everyone's a human being. You know, it sucks that some people screw each other over, but you got to just cut those people out when it happens. You give people a chance to a certain degree, and you use your better judgment and humble judgment, and not just shoot someone in the foot based on their gender. It's just really lame. It's that 1990 era term. It's fucking lame, man. Another way to overcome these biases too is recognizing the obvious differences between the two genders, male and female. Yes, a male can do more push-ups and is more athletically capable in certain things, well, most things, than a female. Simple as that. The only way around that would be synthetic treatment, like steroids and what have you. It's an obvious difference. But the reality of the situation is, practically in life, speaking commonality, you're not going to be rewarded or get a paycheck based on how many fucking push-ups you do. There's more desk jobs, more cubicle jobs, office jobs, than there are physical jobs that reward you based on your physical capabilities. Yes, there's certain jobs that a man should only do. Absolutely. Because of his capability of doing that. That doesn't mean that I can do it, though, because I'm a man. Doesn't give me the automatic free fucking pass here. I have to be physically capable of doing it to begin with. You know, I can't just go walk on a oil rig and be like, fucking sign me up, motherfuckers. And they give me a whole pipe to carry and I can't carry it. Well, guess what? I can't do the job. Doesn't matter if I'm a male or a female at that fucking point. I can't do it. You know, that's my point that I want to drill into this episode is that there is obvious differences that we can all clearly see, understand, read about. We need to recognize them and move past them. It's very important when you look at a bias towards the other gender. There's no sense in punishing someone because they're born male or female. That was not their choice. That is literally a flip of the coin. So that about covers my issues that I have, that people have with the gender problems. But I want to talk a little bit about the social warrior and the politically correctness. Because on one side, you're getting the laid back millennial and understanding the common problems and these issues that really shouldn't be discussed because they're just fucking stupid and trivial. But on the other hand, you get the extremist groups that rise upon these topics. You get extremists on the female side and extremists on the male side. And it's really fucking disgusting. It is very much like a weird war and a strange competition of how you can mention your sex more than the other sex. It's just so lame. You know, when I read articles catering only towards females, I just shake my head, you know, because more than half the time, 90% of the time, unless they're talking about periods or menopause or something like that, they're talking about just general health that applies to every fucking human. And that just bugs the shit out of me. It's just like, why even label it that way? Why? Or just call it health. You know, I mean, you get the same aspect too on the male side of, you know, men are just superior than females. It's a dumb, old-fashioned way of looking at things. Yeah, you can definitely poke fun at it. Hey, give me a sandwich, blah, blah, blah. That's all fun and games. But when you actually talk about it in a serious standpoint, that just becomes disgusting and makes me honestly question someone's sanity if they honestly think that way. Oh man, men are just superior. So these whole social warrior fucking groups that act like they're protecting one side of an issue really is just putting a dent in it even further and making people rise up against these other groups and just forming a bunch of hate. That's all I see from these different groups is just hate, throwing back and forth at each other. Ugh. Just fucking move past it, man. You know, what about the kids that are fucking starving? That's an actual real problem. It's kids. Does it matter if they're male or female? And that's another funny thing, too, is when you talk about kids, generally speaking, people don't talk about them in the sense of their gender. A kid is a kid, and you want to help them out. But once that person grows up to be an adult, whatever standard that may be in people's heads, then they start looking at their gender. Oh, he's male because he's a lazy douchebag. He's a dick. Oh, yeah, she's such a slut, fucking stupid bitch. You know, like, why fucking give it that weird line in the sand? Why can't we just carry that over into someone's adult life? It just goes back to what I'm saying is everyone's a human being, and it's just so important for us to remind ourselves about that. We all have problems. We all want to talk to someone. We all want to figure it out, and generally speaking, we all have good intentions. So give the human race a chance. Don't look at their gender. Hope you guys enjoyed that topic, and we're super excited to get fresh new content out to you guys consistently. It's a big problem where I'm at. My upload speed is, it's super slow. It's maybe a megabit, and I can't get any higher. It's as fast as I can get in this mountain country. So I have to bear through it. When I see like a file is like a gig and I have to upload it to YouTube, I'm like, fuck. But all gravy, it's just time, right? I want to thank everyone again for following us, checking out all of our other podcasts, and checking out this one as well, of course. So honestly, I'm gonna do because it's like an open journal. It's things that I think about before I fall asleep or right when I wake up or in the bath and when my computer's booting up or whatever it may be. And I like just jotting it down and projecting it into a microphone and hitting that upload button. I want to do a competition here. I have a graphics card to give away. It's a GeForce, it's NVIDIA GeForce 550 Ti card. It's pretty decent, you know, it's not top of the line by any means. But I actually would like to do is a Hearthstone tournament. It's a card game, digital card game, really fun to play, very clutch in certain moments, but it is super fun to play. Let me know if you guys want to check that out. You guys want to do that? Maybe do a bracket tournament. Whoever wins that will win the graphics card. It's a free game, Hearthstone by Blizzard, and I'd really like to give this graphics card away, one, and engage you guys and really reward everyone for checking out ETA Cast and following along. It's been quite the journey. It really has been. There's 30 episodes so far across all of ETA Cast Network. The YouTube page has gotten over 7 hours of watch time, which is really cool considering we just launched it last month. And I'm just enjoying it. I really am enjoying it, and I'd like to thank everyone again. Thank you guys so much. And remember, everyone, you got the ears and I got the beard. We'll see you next time.